and now our 10-minute speaker, all the way from Pismo Beach, Tina Eye.
All right, hi, my name's Tina, I'm a great alcoholic. There was a time when this would have absolutely terrified me to the point where I would have done anything to get out of it. I would have cried, I would have, you know, left town, just said I can't. But you know, today when I'm asked to do something in AA, I step up willingly and know that my higher power's got my back. The faith I have today, which is what I want to talk about, faith versus fear. My faith I have today has been a long time coming to the depth that I have today. Am I too close? Let's see. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, the faith I've got today, I came from this program. It didn't come easy, although when I came to the program, I had faith in the program. And in the process, and I stuck around and I listened to what you guys had to say. I identified. I didn't look for the differences because I don't think I could have looked for the differences. I was too hungry to identify with you guys and get help. When I first got sober, I remember, you know, I was on that cloud nine and everything's good and God's in your life and the birds are singing, and I remember the God shots that used to show up in my life, and I could identify them. I go, oh my God, that was God working in my life, and that's something I couldn't have seen before. I wasn't even asking God for any help when I was in my cups, as they say, when I was drinking. I had gotten so self-centered and self-indulgent, and my life had become very small. I was living in this little box inside my head. I was having conversations with people, full conversations, both sides, coming up with conclusions without ever talking to them. I mean, it was this, especially with my children. And my wonderful family's here today to support me. And all you guys. It's like I know half the people in this room. And that makes it easier, too. You know, I know you guys all have my back, too, no matter what I say or do up here. Yeah, the fear I had before I came in the program, I was afraid of everybody and everything. It had gotten to where, even going to the grocery store, I thought the cashier would trip me up and ask me something that I couldn't answer or have a comeback to, or, you know. And all she ever said to me was, hi. You know, I never, all these imagined things that were going to happen to me never happened. My life was actually pretty good before I got sober, but I did not see it. I wasn't happy. I couldn't experience the joy that I was supposed to be experiencing. And I knew I was supposed to feel different. I got the sports car I'd always wanted at the age of 40. I didn't get sober until I was 41. Stop. And, you know, that should have been a real highlight of my life, is getting the sports car I always wanted. And I couldn't feel it. I couldn't feel it. My relationship with my kids was not going well, and they were part of the reason that I found my way into the program. I remember my daughter said something to me. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something that made my ears perk up. It was something about my drinking. I went, oh, she doesn't like it when I drink, or something like that. Closer, maybe? Yeah, closer to you. And that was the first crack in the door of finding my way in here. And then because I had, as it says in the book, page 63, I'd run out of all human resources on how to live my life, how to do my life. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know how to fix my kids, which I thought was my job as a mom, to fix everything. And so I sought outside help. I went to a psychologist to find out what was wrong. And before that, what had started the whole downhill slide was alcohol stopped working. And before, when I would, you know, alcohol wouldn't work or something wouldn't work, I would stop doing it for a while, and then your tolerance slides away, and you can, you know, get the high again. Well, I stopped getting the high, and I couldn't stop drinking, and I was just frustrated and pissed off. And my psychologist asked me, he says, well, tell me about your drinking. I says, alcohol doesn't work anymore. I said, it doesn't work anymore. It stopped doing its job. So she gave me that little test. A little 20, and I passed it with flying colors. And she said, Tina, you're an alcoholic. And this was my aha moment, my spiritual moment. A physical weight was lifted off my shoulders. It was just amazing. I remember this day. It still gives me chills. And I didn't know what it was at the time. It took me several years of the program to realize that that was my Bill moment, my God moment. And I knew what I had to do. Fortunately, where's my sister? I have a sister in the program, been in the program for 10 years, and she'd taken me to a few meetings around Fresno. I got sober in Clovis and Fresno. And somehow I knew where central office was, or maybe the psychologist told me where it was. And I went right to central office and got a schedule. Of course, going to the psychologist and doing all this and being crazy like I was, didn't tell anybody what was going on. If I had been able to explain to people what I was feeling before I got sober, I wouldn't have needed to come to AA. If I'd been that self-introspective, I would have been able to solve it myself. So I started going to meetings. I went to meetings for 2 weeks. I still hadn't told anybody, and my sister Tori came to visit. She was over here by then. She came to Fresno, and all I could do, because you can't explain it when you first get in the program. You just can't explain what's happened to you. I came out with then it was a little pink We Care chip. It said We Care on it. And I held it up. I said, look what I have. And then I could tell people. I could try and explain it to my family that what I was doing or trying to do. But I was committed. I went to meetings every day. Not every day. I was going to 2 meetings a week, which seemed to work for me. I got a sponsor right away. I didn't know what to do with her. wasn't giving me any direction. But I did not stop coming back. I heard what you guys said. I just absorbed like a sponge what was being told to me. I got sober in 93. I'll briefly tell you my story. I got sober in 93. And at 8 years sobriety, I realized that I had taken some medication that was not mine, that I should not have been taking. I was self-medicating. I hadn't stopped going to meetings, and I let that eat me alive for a year because I knew I had to change my sobriety date. So in 2001, I changed my sobriety date. Same day, but different year. So I haven't had a drink in 25 years, but I haven't been clean and sober but for 16. So life is good. I did this 10-minute speaker once before, and I was so nervous. I was just shaking in my boots. It was like I didn't even know what I was saying. And today, there's not any situation that I can go into that I don't take a breath, ask God to calm me down, and I know it's going to be okay. This is how far my fear was taken away. Last March, after 5 years of thinking I wanted to do this, I jumped out of an airplane with my son. Now, this is somebody who's afraid of heights. You get me up in a tall building and I won't go near the windows. But something said I want to jump out of an airplane. It was like, and I did it, and it was absolutely awesome. I would recommend it for anybody. It is just a thrill. And I went into that. I could have just been all nervous and scared, and I didn't even look at the time. Tell me when I'm close to the end. I went into it going, okay, I'm going to embrace the process. I'm not going to be afraid. There's no point in doing that if I'm going to do this. And I wasn't afraid, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. And the whole experience from the time you harness up and sign the release form for your life and land on the ground is like 45 minutes to an hour, by the time they get you up. And I want to do it again. I want to go up higher. I get to go to the carnivals with my daughter and go on the rides I don't like heights again. I just close my eyes and I scream and I can get through them, and it's a thrill. And at my age, this is something that, I couldn't have enjoyed it back when I was drinking. You go to Disneyland when I did with the kids, they didn't let you drink. Apparently they let you drink now at Disneyland. That might have made it more funner. But my faith in my higher power, as I said, there's nothing I line I can go down today that he's not there with me. And the gratitude I have today for this program and for all the people, all you people here, and for my family for being so supportive. My daughter was going to make me laugh, but she's crying. Because she's my best friend today. When she was born, we were at loggerheads from the day she was born and until she became a teenager and I got sober and I got to let go of all that control. And she's my best friend today. And my son is awesome, and he's got a beautiful wife. And I have a wonderful husband I've been married to for almost 44 years. And I am blessed beyond measure, as Sister B would say. And thank you so much for being here for me.